Whammy Radio continues.
If you thought Whammy Radio was the only podcast in the World Wide Web with the balls to break down the walls, then boy, oh boy, do we got balls. This ball right here is well respected by the Twitter community and is in fact the captain of the Twitter army. Takes a licking but keeps on kicking. It's the one and only Mr. Woobleo Balls.
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing today? Yep, it's me, Captain Woobleo Balls.
Clippers are in the playoffs for the third year in a row. And what better way to end the Clipperpalooza than to talk playoffs? But first, we need to get into the origin of your interesting nom de plume. Where did it come from?
So my name, Woobleo Balls, I kind of got it playing basketball when I was 15 or 16. And I actually made a couple bad passes, and I called them Woobleo Balls. Lo and behold, the next day, I had to make an email address. And that's kind of what I did, is I just put it as that. Later on, actually what happened is I tried to go ahead and make a Facebook page for Woobleo Ball, but what would happen was they wouldn't let me take Woobleo Ball, so instead I put Woobleo Balls. I tricked them into thinking I was Irish, and they accepted that, and thusly, Woobleo Balls was born.
Cool story, bro.
What is your connection to the Starters?
Yeah, I mean, Lee Ellis, I used to send him a bunch of tweets. He used to have a segment called Tweet of the Week, but in the beginning there were no real shout-outs or anything like that, and he would just read a tweet he thought of the week. I would actually send him, and a couple other people would start sending him tweets and suggestions to kind of help him out. And eventually, thus, the Tweet of the Week army was born. After that, it's all been kind of history, just Lee Ellis giving the shout-outs, always on there. And he one day called me the captain. Ever since then, I've been getting special love from the Starters. So, yeah, big shout-out to the Starters, you guys. Big shout-out to the Starters, for sure.
I want to give a shout-out to the Starters as well. What they do for basketball, they do it for the fans. And I'm really glad the NBA chose them, going from the Score to NBA TV, Ernie Johnson, Shaq, Kenny the Jet Smith, Charles Barkley, Rick Fox, Brent Berry, David Aldridge, Sekou Smith, Grant Hill, Reggie Miller, Chris Webber. Boy, I just listed a family's length of NBA names right here.
Yeah, there's, Brent Berry, 3D. There's a bunch of other guys. You named a bunch of them, though, man. Yeah, there's a bunch of other guys there. All those guys are really great.
Have you talked to any NBA legends yet?
No, I've never talked to them. I haven't got a chance to talk to any NBA legends, but I have talked to Ronnie Turioff online about imitation crab meat. So if that means anything to you.
The Ronnie Twirl.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Clippers could have gotten second had they beaten the Oklahoma City Thunder in their final meeting, but they choked on the big one. They wanted this game so badly for the fans, they wanted the lead to be a highlight reel for the fans to rave about. But trying to please the fans may have put a nail in the coffin, not only for a second seed, but their playoff hopes as well. Their first opponent could end up being a team who has their number. Excuse me. What are the Clippers' playoff chances?
I think the Clippers, I mean, obviously they're going to be in the playoffs for sure. They've clinched. They can't go any more than fourth, obviously. But I see them staying at third, like you kind of said. Definitely see them kind of staying at third. And I think they're going to match up with Golden State then, I think, at the sixth then. So that's who I think they're going to kind of face in the first round.
San Antonio, OKC, Houston, Portland, Golden State, Dallas, Memphis. All these teams have been to the Western Conference Finals and beyond. All except the Clippers. How hard will it be for the Clippers to get past the conference this wild and crazy?
It's going to be an uphill battle, my man. I mean, the Spurs are great. Like you said, Oklahoma City, man, they're a great team. You know, I think those guys, it'll be tough to get through both of them. Since they're at the third, they're going to have to kind of probably go through both those teams instead of playing Houston, which I think I would rather want to play more than the Spurs or Oklahoma City. So I think that's kind of what the problem is. They're going to have to go through both those teams.
Now we're going to look at each team and see what the Clippers will have to do when they face them in the playoffs. The first is the Spurs, who are invincibly good. Pop knows Chris Paul all too well, and Paul's career record against the San Antonio Spurs proves that. 14-27, playoff and regular season games combined.
Well, I think it's going to be really tough for them. If they were to face the Spurs, it would probably be in the Western Conference Finals there. So it would be probably down the line there. The Spurs, you know, they might be a little more tired there. You might want to try to, you know, go at some of their starters. But the thing is, you both have great coaches, but arguably Pop is even better than Doc. So I think the main thing is that you have to win the mental warfare, which is going to be very difficult against the Spurs. So I think that would be the big thing. Chris Paul would definitely have to exploit Tony Parker there, even though I think that might be a difficult cover. And shutting down Tim Duncan, that's always been the key to the Spurs, is getting Duncan out of there.
And Pop is the master of psychology. Let me also add that because Greg Popovich has Tony Parker and knows his strengths and weaknesses, Popovich concluded that Chris Paul is basically a clone of Tony Parker. That's why Paul's record has been and pretty bad.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was just want to say one other thing, actually. I just remember this. You know, it's funny. The Spurs are the only team with a higher point differential than your Clippers there. You know, it's 8.5. I think Clippers are at 7.1. So that's something to be said that, you know, the first one and two there, first and second, that's a reason too. And that means that's a hallmark of a good team is a good point differential.
Next, we got the Thunder. Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook want vengeance for that NBA Finals loss in the 2012 lockout playoffs.
Oh, man, I think this would be a great series. I see this one happening actually in the second round of the playoffs. I think that, you know, though Oklahoma City has struggled kind of here on defense, I kind of still believe in this team. I really like this team. And it's going to be just a great matchup, like I said earlier. I'm particularly looking forward to Chris Paul versus Russell Westbrook. I think that'll be an interesting one. Two very different type of guys, different styles facing off there. And, you know, they both have a lot of fire in their bellies. So I'm interested to see the eventual, of course, scuffle between those two, of course, there. But I think this could be a tough one.
Golden State, their arch nemesis. They're in the playoffs because the Clippers allowed it to happen. Dubs even got Blake Griffin ejected this season. There is a lesson here, folks. If you don't want lottery teams to become playoff contenders, don't give them any life. Beat them.
Yeah, they're going to probably face this team in the first round, and I think they're going to beat this team. Last year, the Golden State knocked off the Nuggets, but the Clippers are so much better than the Nuggets. I live around the Denver area, and I kind of knew the team last year, and you could kind of see that they had some weaknesses. The Clippers don't have that. They have a hard-nosed guy in Chris Paul and a legitimate, maybe just as good, if not better player, is Blake Griffin with him. These are legitimate guys, whereas Denver just had a different cast of guys, just a very pretty good players rather than two exemplary players like that. The only thing I want to say is that, you know, the Golden State actually has a pretty good defense. They're known for having a bad defense, but actually they have an awesome defense. And the Clippers defense is a little worse, but their offense is actually a lot better. You wouldn't think it would be. And like I said, they have a higher point differential and a better offense. So they don't have an answer for Blake. Straight up, that's what I'm going to say, my man.
Good old Portland. Hot back then, cold right now. LaMarcus Aldridge, Damian Lillard, Mo Williams, and former Clippers GM Neil O'Shea.
You know, Portland, they're a really great three-point shooting team. They were really hot early in the season, but right now they've really kind of cooled off. So it might actually not be a bad matchup for them to be able to play them. CP3, Lillard will be an interesting matchup again. You're going to have lots of great point guards here in the West. So that's going to be one spot to watch. Watch this space. But I think the Clippers will still be able to beat them. They were not a great team last year, and this team's a little bit better at guarding the three. But again, I think the Clippers just have more talent than this team. I mean, the best player on the floor usually wins, and you got Chris Paul, and that's the best player on the floor, in my opinion.
Dallas in the palace where the Mavericks is from. Dallas in the palace where the Mavericks is from.
Yeah, that's another great team. I like this team. You know, you didn't see Monta Ellis, who has it all.
Monta Ellis have it all.
You didn't see him coming out and being able to mesh so well with this team. But he's really a better player than people give him credit for. He's shown that he's not just a scorer, even though that's still the mainstay of what he does. Dirk Nowitzki's still a great player, but the problem is, I just think, again, the Lakers have too much talent on this guy. He's going to struggle with Blake Griffin. Like, I know he has his Dirkus Circus shot where he steps off the back leg there, but how is he going to defend Blake? I mean, I think they could send maybe Brandon Wright at him, but I just don't see that matchup still even working out well for them. So, again, I think the Clippers got it on him.
The grindhouse that is Memphis. Zach Randolph, Marc Gasol, Tony Allen, last season's collapse, and Chris Paul's first ejection of his career. Will the Clippers be forced to defeat Memphis, not just to advance, but to redeem themselves in the eyes of the basketball faithful?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Grizzlies, I'm not sure they're going to make the playoffs there. They're slated at 9 right now, and they're like, I think they're 2 games back. So I'm not sure they're going to make it. But yeah, if they make it and they match up, man, that would be actually one of those matchups I'd say the Clippers should actually worry about. I think they have the mental edge on them, actually. I think that they, HP Basketball said they rent space in their heads because they definitely play a mental edge in there. It's a really grind out team, which I think the Clippers don't like to do. They don't like to grind out. And they could expose some weaknesses. I mean, this team is a team that's almost 50 wins. The Grizzlies is a great team. You've got the Twin Towers there, which I think Blake and DeAndre Jordan are going to have trouble with there. So I think that this would be a difficult one. The Clippers would still win and redeem themselves, like you say, but that would be a mental aspect. Like you say, it would be having to come and redeem themselves. So there would be a very cathartic win.
The LA-Memphis battles reminds me of the 1980s, where we had this Showtime Lakers versus the Blue Collar Celtics. In the old days, the road to the NBA Finals was always guarded by the Lakers and Celtics. Is the Clippers-Grizzlies this generation's Lakers-Celtics? Could Memphis be the Celtics that the Clippers have to go through if they even want a shot at an NBA championship?
Well, that would be interesting, yeah. You know, I think that they'd have to prove themselves a little bit more to be of the level of prominence of Lakers-Celtics. But I definitely see the similarities. I mean, it's an analogous situation. You got a team that's kind of run and gun, that's flashy, you know, and then your team that just kind of grind out guys who make you grind on every possession, man. So yeah, that's definitely a great comparison, but they got to get a little bit higher. And I like that they're both, you know, East and West there, where the Grizzlies and the Clippers are both in the West there. So I think they got a little bit to go, but it definitely could, because those are great matchups every year. They are.
We're going to look briefly at the East and see what the playoff picture is like. Woobly, take it away.
So, in the East, what I think is going to happen, you're going to have the eventual meeting of the Pacers and the Heat. I know the Pacers haven't done very well, and they've kind of struggled down the stretch here. But I think if you really look at it, the Pacers are the only one that's really a big problem for them. You can say maybe the Nets, but I still think a team like the Bulls might even knock them off. Maybe a little biased because I like the Bulls there. But I still think, you know, that's another grind-out team. I mean, that's like they play a lot like the Grizzlies where they grind you out. And I think the Nets, having kind of the older guys there, are going to struggle with that. And then the Bulls, while they're a try-hard team and they have some talent, they're just so outmatched against the Pacers and the Heat in terms of talent. And, you know, while the Raptors are kind of the same boat in that, and well, they have a little bit more talent, but again, they're a try-hard team. But the Pacers and the Heat both have the talent to get there. It'll be eventual square-off. I think it'll go 7 games, but I think the Heat are going to win again because I think they're going to have that home court advantage. So I think that's what might happen here. But we'll have to wait and see. And after that, the Heat, I think, are going to actually beat the Pacers, and then we'll see Oklahoma City and the Heat go at it. That was my original prediction. I almost went with the Spurs, but I'm going to go with that again.
Paint a picture of the playoffs.
I think the playoffs are going to be a great, man. Every year, the playoffs are always really interesting. I think what's going to happen is you're going to see the eventual Spurs are going to go head-to-head with Oklahoma City there in the Western Conference Finals. And like I said earlier, you're going to see Heat versus Oklahoma City here in the East. And then after that, man, I think you're going to see Oklahoma City and the Heat again there. So I think that's eventually what's going to happen.
So basically, the Clippers are pretty much out. Where do you see the Clippers out or in?
I think that they're going to lose against the Oklahoma City in the second round there. I think they're going to not be able to knock them off there. I think they're going to beat Golden State because I see them projected to be a third seed. I see Golden State as the sixth. What's going to happen there is I think they're going to beat Golden State, and I think they're probably going to beat them in six. I think that's the team, and I think the Clippers can definitely move it on the road. And then Oklahoma City, I think they're going to struggle a little bit versus Oklahoma City. Like I say, the best player on the floor usually wins, and I'm going to go with Kevin Durant on this one. Maybe a little recency bias, but I think it's going to play out a lot like the last game there. All the superstars are going to go off, but the Oklahoma City just has just a little more shine, a little more superstar than there. So that's kind of where I see the Clippers going out.
Woo, balls, everybody. Thanks so much for coming on to Whammy Radio. Tell them where they could check you out on the web.
Oh, yeah, man. You can always hit me up on Twitter at WOOBLYBALL. And I got my podcast, the Tweet of the Week Army Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio.
And a special shout out to you, the Clipper fans, for checking out the podcast and getting in on the Lob City goods. You can check me out on Twitter at Whammy Giveaway. That's WAMMYGIVEAWAY for music and mumblings or whatever I want to talk about. Bocos Pero Locos podcast coming soon. Cinco de Mayo. This is Whammy Giveaway signing off for Whammy Radio. Peace.
Whammy Radio. Up, leave your shit.
will straight up leave your shit, and you'll be the one who's left missing me. Yeah! This time I'ma let it all come out. This time I'ma stand up and shout. I'ma do things my way. It's my way. My way or the highway. This time I'ma let it all come out. This time I'ma stand up and shout. I'ma do things my way. It's my way. My way or the highway.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are solely those of the original authors and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of ESPN, Bleacher Report, SB Nation, the National Basketball Association and its staff, and/or any or all contributors to this digital recording. Portions of this podcast have been pre-recorded. The reproduction or redistribution, in part or in whole, of this digital recording is strictly prohibited.
Whammy Radio.